Hello there. Are you new to running or you consider yourself someone a beginner for running? As I have received a lot of requests for tips on running, I shall be talking about some valuable tips so you could follow and start your running journey. Firstly, I would like to introduce myself and my running history. I am Indira from Five Rings Fitness, a head coach and a strength trainer. Besides strength training and training people for running and strength training, I am a runner myself. I've been running since 8 years. Well, I have started with Mumbai Half Marathon, which is a 21 kilometer run, and eventually progressed to Ultra Marathon. Well, Ultra Marathon is any run which is beyond 42 kilometers. My maximum kilometers that I've run is 75 kilometers. So before this, I had no history of running. I have never done any sort of running in my school days or any kind of university meet. I'm just an amateur running. But yes, I was a fitness enthusiast, and that really helped me to start my running journey. Well, few of my major runs are Mumbai Half Marathon, Mumbai Full Marathon, Bangalore Ultra Marathon of 50 and 75 kilometers, 12 hours Mumbai Ultra Road Run, 12 hours Mumbai Stadium Run, Athens Full Marathon, Eurasia Full Marathon, Two Oceans Hill Ultra Marathon of 56 kilometers in Cape Town. So this is all about a little bit about my running, and I've run around 25 half marathon, around 15 full marathons, and 10 ultra marathons. Now I shall be talking those tips. Well, tip number one, if you have thought to start running, then just start running. Well, as it's said that we are born to run, but it doesn't come naturally to all of us. The main reason is that we lack somewhere the fitness, because as we grow, we are away from fitness. You will always see a child just running. That's the first sport they like. Just get up and run. So do begin with your strength training and under the supervision of a certified strength trainer who has been trained to train people from different sports field. So those training could be for running specific strength training. Tip number two, never be in a hurry to run. So do start with walk and break it into walk, jog, run. So again, an experienced runner and a trainer can plan out a run or a kind of a proper training plan for you all. Tip number three, try and run on different trails, including different forms of running also. Trail mean different platforms of running, meaning, or surface meaning. You could do some runs on the road, which is like a road running on your highways, or on the treadmill, different inclines on trails, like you've gone out of your city, so on trails. So you understand and you start enjoying different surface, and you don't get bored with the same kind of monotonous running, because running at times can be boring and monotonous, so you could break it down. Tip number four, include different kinds of run, meaning again, an experienced coach and a runner can suggest the plan. So there are different kinds of runs, like fartlek, tempo, speed, continuous long runs. So in a week, if you decide to run 3 to 4 days, you can have different kinds of runs on different days. First, this is all a progression. So first, you just get into the mode of walk, run, jog, walk, jog, run, walk, jog, run, and then these things follows. Tip number five, which is an important tip, Everybody doesn't believe on barefoot running. Some people just do not get it naturally. If you get it, very good. But this is a very controversial topic, so I shall not be going into it. I shall be talking about shoes. Now, shoes is something that you need to try it on and under experienced guidance in a shoe store. After running on the treadmill, they can check your arch, your footfall, your landing, and your body weight, and then can suggest you some different kind of shoes. So it's a important little bit of time and money investment, so that you land up wearing and protecting your feet and your legs when you're getting into a serious training or like a 3 to 4 days of run. Tip number 6, always include a good clean diet. I'm not saying that you have to follow special diet, but it's better to eat your homemade food, what you're used to eating, sleep on time, get up on time, eat well, recover. So again, a guided nutritionist can guide you if you're not sure about what you should be eating after and before a run, during a run. So there is hydration, nutrition that you should follow up to have this beautiful journey going on. Tip number 7 is you can if during any run, again, you don't be in a hurry to always run. If during any run you feel like walking, do not stop yourself. Walking doesn't mean that you cannot run any further. You could walk a bit for that time and continue running. So this is even a way to increase your mileage. So it could be like 3 minutes of walk and say 2 minutes of jogging. Then you decrease the walking time. So 2 minutes walk and 4 minutes of jogging. Then 1 minute walk and 5 minutes jogging. So you decrease your walking time and increase your jogging time. And even when you are doing a long run, some days your body may be just tired. We as experienced runners, when we go, sometimes even 10 kilometers looks a big run for us, and then we walk in between. That's absolutely perfect. Listen to your body. So tip number 8 is you can follow up a rest day after 4 days of run, where you recover and stretch, and if required can go for some sports massage. Your body should be always well rested, and it should be nicely, any knots or any tightness should be released. So the different kinds of stretching techniques with bands, with foam rolling, again an experienced strength trainer can guide you through all this. Tip number 9, join a club, a coach or a trainer, so that you are always motivated for the run and you feel like going to the club and pushing each other when you run. Tip number 10, increase 10% to the weekly volume of your mileage. Like suppose you've done a 10 kilometer volume mileage run on a week, the next week increase only 10% of 10 kilometer. So you progress eventually, but not with kind of shocks and jerks. Very eventually, smoothly you progress, and you will never know which you ended up doing a full marathon from a person who has never done even 1 kilometer of run. The last tip that I'm coming is very easy, but again very very motivating for all of us. Log on your runs. So you could just write on a plain paper or have an Excel sheet. So you could plan out your runs if you don't have a planner, and just log on, like you write, okay, Monday rest day, Tuesday I did a regular tempo run 5 kilometers, Wednesday I took rest, Thursday I did a fartlek. Together I did this many kilometers, Friday I took rest, Saturday I did this easy run of 5 kilometers, Sunday I did a long run of 10 kilometers. So along with those runs, even log your strength training. There should be 4 days of running and 2 to 3 days of strength training, which can be run specific, and 1 day of stretching, recovery, foam rolling, massages, the sports massages that you require. So these are the basic tips that I think will be very very useful for a beginner to start your running journey. In case you require any further assistance or you have any kind of questions and queries, please do not hesitate. Follow my page, Insta page, Five Rings Fitness. You could DM me there are details there. You can follow my YouTube link to Indira Five Rings Fitness. So I'll get back to you, and I shall be coming back again with lot many different interesting stories from different runners who will be joining my platform on this podcast episodes of running. So I hope I'm able to motivate a few of you all to start your running journey. So we all are born to run, so just get up, start running, and follow these few valuable tips. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.